The Wyoming legislature just wrapped up a session where $430 million was cut from the existing budget to make up for major losses of revenue connected with COVID-19. Cuts to education were avoided when the House and Senate couldn't reach a deal on a school finance bill. Lawmakers also rejected possible revenue increases to offset those cuts. Some worry there are more cuts to come.
Yes, I'm very concerned.
That's Jackson Representative Mike Yin thinking about what future reductions could look like.
I mean, if you make cuts that come after that, you're going to be cutting into the bone.
This session, the legislature agreed to cut millions from the Department of Health, higher education, and across state government. Casper Representative Steve Harshman says they had little choice.
Well, I think the issue we're dealing with is coal, you know, and I just want to kind of remind everybody again, we're down 200 plus million tons a year. So it's $400 million a year in revenue to the state, not to mention all the jobs and the economic activity. So that's what we're facing.
Oil and natural gas also had a rough 2020. Some had hoped taxes would be passed to help offset some of the cuts, but Majority Floor Leader Albert Sommer says there was little interest in revenue bills. He didn't even bring up simple things like a tobacco tax or a gas tax due to the lack of interest. So without that revenue, where is the state heading?
You can always cut more. The question is what are you going to cut?
But Summers is hopeful that won't happen.
You know, we'll know more by next January, you know, kind of after the economy settles and we see kind of where oil settles out. We'll have a better idea where we're at. But it's a struggle getting revenue.
What Summers is referencing is the fact that oil and gas prices are doing very well right now. And it's possible the state might see a much improved economic outlook. And there's something else. While the legislature was busy cutting budgets, the federal government passed a bill giving Wyoming over $1 billion in American Rescue Plan money. Senate Majority Leader Ogden Driscoll says they will meet in July to disperse that money, but that could offset cuts.
No, I think you'll see some added. You know, I think they've put some money in healthcare areas for us. I think you'll see some mental health type things, some of that. There's funding there, and we're looking at it now. And so I do think you'll see, you know, we're going to spend money that's given to us. Some people like it, some don't.
Many were elected to come to Cheyenne and cut state government. And so the federal government has thrown a curveball at those plans. He adds that probably delayed the need for any taxes, too. The other thing Driscoll points out is that despite the negativity surrounding 2020, he's seen some positive things across the state.
Wyoming's really starting to grow on its own in some certain areas. I don't think a lot of people see it, but I see it in our towns. There's construction in almost every town going on now. And I think we're on the path to a tempered recovery, but a recovery. And consequently, with the federal help that's there, I think we've got some time to see Wyoming grow into it. And that doesn't mean we won't look at revenue in the future, but I'm not positive it's necessary immediately.
Casper Representative Steve Harshman was part of legislation to try and help coal last a little bit longer. But he says also that small manufacturing and technology appears to be part of Wyoming's future.
I think our future is bright. We're going to have areas of our state are going to really grow, but how do we bring all of us along and think about what we're going to be in the future? You know, we were a state before coal, and we're going to be a state after coal.
Did Wyoming dodge another bullet with the help of federal aid? Time will tell. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.